Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, the Zurich Classic finished on Sunday. Zurich Classic of New Orleans, and it was won by Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith. Okay, this is a different format event on the PGA Tour. There's only a couple of them. I mean, there's this one and then the match play. That's pretty much it. And through the years, that's kind of what it's been. I mean, there was the, you know, back when they had the JCPenney mixed team, which was an LPGA player and a PGA Tour player. Actually, I remember when one of my students, Kelly Keeney, and Tiger Woods paired together and played, and that was like Tiger's, you know, the second year on tour or whatever. Kelly was just coming out on tour, and they paired together. That tournament used to be something. It was kind of thought that tournament was fun to watch. I mean, it was. That was a decent event. You know, they've always had one of these kind of team events on the PGA Tour. Zurich Classic went to this a couple years ago because they just tried to come up with something that might attract a field because they were struggling so badly with their field. And would it, create some interest in the event? I mean, I think it's done better. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's done better, but I mean, I don't think this event is ever going to draw like the, you know, some great field again. It's just going to get a couple good teams, a few top players. I mean, this year, what did they have? They had, the top 10. I mean, what would they? They had Rahm, Morikawa, Schauffele. It was pretty good. I mean, they had three of them, Hatton, four. Cantley five, I think that was about it. But that's pretty good. I mean that's not Finau. It was there. It's all in the top 12. I mean they had like six half the top 12. That's pretty good actually. But I don't think it's just gonna be a can't miss event. Let's just put it that way. I mean I don't think guys really are thrilled to death with these kind of things. I mean, they plan their schedule based on, it's just pretty, here's how they do it. I mean, they just get the schedule comes out on the PGA Tour and they said, okay, where am I playing for sure? And then they just mark all the spots. I'm playing the four majors. I'm playing the World Golf Championship events, which by the way, they're just, giving away money there. No cut. So they're going to play all the, how would you miss a no cut event? I mean, that would make no sense at all. You know, you're going to get paid. So it's a perk. It's something that they put in on the PGA Tour to reward the better players here. We're not going to pay you appearance fees. This is the same thing they're doing with this $40 million, deal they got going on. Popularity contest deal. They just announced this last week. The popularity contest deal is the $40 million purse or fund that they're going to divide up between 10 players. And they're going to, based on their popularity or some rating thing or some, clearly it's Tiger and they're going to get the first guy's going to get, a certain amount and then they're going to give a certain amount all the way down to the 10th guy. That's a weird thing, but anyway, they've been trying to do this for years on the PGA Tour, reward the better players. So that's one of the ways we do it with the World Golf Championship event. So back to how people pick their events they're going to play on the tour. What they do is the calendar comes out and they mark all the events they're going to play for sure. Okay, World Golf Championship events, no cut. I'm playing those for sure. Major championships, I'm playing those for sure. All right. Tournament of champions. Do I go or not go? It starts the year, beautiful Hawaii, no cut, giving away money. Do I want to go to Hawaii or not? Okay. And that, some guys, as crazy as it is, some guys decided not to go there. But then they like, okay, I'm going to play Memorial, Nicklaus's tournament, or I'm going to play, this course because it's my home course. I love it. Or I'm going to play AT&T, Jordan Spieth. I'm going to play AT&T Pebble Beach. I'm going to play AT&T Dallas, Byron Nelson. Why? Because AT&T is my sponsor. I got to go play there. Why is Dustin Johnson playing the week after the Masters on a golf course that is a, you know, tight as can be golf course, and he's a, you know, a bomber. Why is he playing a golf course where he's just going to iron it off half the tees? And that's, you know, doesn't benefit his game. Why is he doing that? Because he represents Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, and they sponsor the Heritage. They also sponsor the Canadian Open. So that's, boom, there's two tournaments right there. So this is a way that all the players go about making their schedule out. And then maybe they've got, you know, certain events that they look at and they say, just, you know what, I hate that course. I'm not playing there no matter what. Boom, that one's off no matter what. I'm not going to go here because, you know, I've been there four times, and every time I've been there, it's rained, or, you know, the hotel stunk, or the, you know, the food's no good. I don't know. There's some reason why they don't go to these places. So then they mark that off their schedule, and then they think, okay, what's the most amount of weeks I'll play in a row? Okay, typically that might be 3 weeks guys will play in a row. Now, back in the day, it used to be five or six in a row, but now it's down to three. See, this is the difference when they're playing for as much money as they're playing for. I'm just going to play, only three events in a row. Or I'll play four in a row, but only once a year will I play four in a row. All the rest of the times, I don't want to play more than three in a row. But I always want to play at least three in a row, you know, because I feel like it takes me a little while to get going. Or maybe I would say, like, I'll play three in a row almost every week, but other weeks I'll only play two in a row and I'll take a week off. And then maybe they look in there and they say, you know what, I want to have one time during the year, during the season. You know, season runs the whole year. I mean, it starts, you know, with the wraparound and whatever after the playoffs end, and they start the wraparound season. And all the way through, you know, the playoffs, and they're going to say, okay, I want to have somewhere in there, I want a 3 week break, or somewhere in there, I want a 2 week break. And after they go through and they do all that, the schedule just pretty much makes itself out. You know, do I want to play the week before the major or not play the week before the major? And if you just put all those variables into whatever each player's thought process is, it gives you the schedule. It just figures it out for you. There's maybe one decision they got to make or two decisions they got to make. Every other decision is pretty much made for them, but based on all the factors that I just said, and then they just got to make those two decisions. That's it. You know, but then who knows? Their agent might come to with a deal, and the deal is, hey, you're going to represent this company, or what do I have to do? You got to do a commercial, and you got to play in their tournament, and then you know, it's like, okay, you know, it's a $200,000 deal. That's like a $200,000 appearance fee. Basically, it's the way that they get around it on the PGA Tour, and that fills in a tournament. So that's the way that they pick the events and where they're going to play. And so the long and the short of it is that, you know, some events just struggle. Events that are, you know, right after a major, you know, would sometimes struggle. Not as bad as events that are right before a major. Events right before a major, you know, their field is gonna struggle a little bit. And then, you know, if there's three great events coming up or two great events coming up in a row, then the event prior to those two events or the event after those two events, you know, those two tournaments could struggle or, you know, at least to get half of the possible field because, you know, they're going to skip one or the other. And that's just kind of the way it goes. So New Orleans is just a tournament that's because of the date. The Zurich Classic of New Orleans is always going to struggle. So they come with this, you know, this format. And part of it is they think, okay, well, if I can just get, you know, one person to commit to playing, he'll talk somebody else into it. And maybe we can get a better feel because, hey, would you go play with me? And the guy asked him, and he, yeah, I'll play with you. And then next thing you know, one guy brought the other guy. So what these tournaments usually do is they recruit. You know, back in the day, what they did is they went to every tournament and they'd stand out there in that tournament and say, hey, will you come play in our tournament? And then, players say, I'll consider it. I'll get back to you. And then the next week they show up. Hey, would you play in our tournament? Have you thought about it? Yeah. I'll get back to you. And then when Byron Nelson was alive, I mean, he would go to the tournaments or he'd go to the Masters or whatever, and he'd lean on players and he'd say, I'd really appreciate it if you would play in my tournament this year. Well, I mean, what are you going to say? Byron Nelson's asked you to play, or Arnold Palmer. What are you going to say when Arnold Palmer, personally comes up to you, or personally writes you a letter and says, I would really appreciate it if you'd play in my tournament? What are you going to say? They're going to go show. They're going to show up at that tournament. They're going to play. All right, but those two have passed away. So their tournament along the way, tends to struggle, especially the Byron Nelson tournament, because it's just, it's not a great course. They've had three different courses now in the last how many years, and Mr. Nelson is obviously no longer alive. So that tournament struggles. But that's how these tournaments get their field. So that brings me to this format. And what format would be good, and if it wasn't this format they had at the Zurich, which was best ball. So both players on the team play their own ball and they take the best score, and then the foursomes or alternate shot is what we call it. Most people just call it alternate shot, and that was played 2 days. And the four ball or the two man best ball is played the 2 days as well, Thursday and Saturday, and then the other one is an alternate shot Friday and Sunday. So that was the format. And then, now that this tournament is over, the Zurich Classic, people are talking about, maybe this format would be better, or that format would be better. So anyway, I want to give you my thoughts on that when we come back. If you want to get better golf, you can get my thoughts on that as well. And that is that you have to have a plan. Like I always say, a goal without a plan is nothing but a dream. Most people dream to play better golf. They do not have a plan to play better golf. How do you get a plan? How do you set the plan? First part of your plan is fixing your big miss. That's it. Number one, what is your big miss? What's your worst shot? Fix that bad shot. All right, how do you do that? Well, you get some instruction. Now, you can get my free instructional videos sent to your email box on a daily basis. All you have to do is subscribe at haneyuniversity.com. So that's the first thing you could do. The second thing you could do is you can get some help with your golf swing with one of my great Hank Haney instructors. And all you have to do then is just send in a video of your swing, down the line video, describing what your big miss is. Send a video of your swing to golfschools@hankhaney.com. And either the great predictor, Steve Johnson, or one of my other great instructors will analyze that video for you and get back to you in short order with a plan that you can start implementing to get better. And you can do this as many times as you want. It's absolutely free. So two things you can do. Video, send it in to golfschools@hankhaney.com and get my free instructional videos at haneyuniversity.com. That's where you subscribe. All right. Those are your two ways to get better at golf. All right, we'll be right back. I'm going to talk about this format when we come back. So I'm on the internet, I'm on Twitter, and I'm reading through some of the posts that people have made about the Zurich Classic. And then I'm on one of my favorite websites, which is jeffshackelford.com. And I, always interested to see what Jeff has to say. And he's talking about the Zurich Classic and the format. And this was the four ball, both players play their own ball, take the best score. All right. And then that's 2 days, and then 2 days of the foursomes, which is the alternate shot. And that's, the same thing that they do in the Ryder Cup. Now, the Ryder Cup is never going to change. I mean, it's just not going to happen. They added the four ball matches back in 1963. Before that, they didn't have those matches. That format of the matches, but they do now. That's not going to change. They're not going to change anything there. Yeah, but people are saying after the Zurich Classic, it would be, you know, the alternate shot is so much better. It's so much more compelling. People like it better. It plays faster, which is a great thing because the PGA Tour just drags on. So it's so slow. It's incredible, you know, and this forces them to go faster because they're only playing really one ball. And people are thinking, you know, hey, let's, why don't we have 4 days of this? All right. Well, first off, I think galleries want to see, you know, if they come out to watch a tournament, I think they want to see somebody play more than nine holes, which if you're playing alternate shot, you're really only, each guy's really only playing nine holes because you're only playing half the shots. I don't know if that really works for galleries. The second thing is I don't think it matters. Like, you know, when you have tournaments that are, you know, not majors, okay, and not the players, and not Jack Nicklaus's tournament, you know, memorial, and not a World Golf Championship event, you're going to have limited fields. I don't think, you know, and limited in terms of star power. And first off, there's limited star power anyways on the PGA Tour, but you're gonna it's even more limited when you get into these you know, tournaments that aren't these top tier tournaments and the ones that attract the field. And so, do people really want to? You know, I mean. Yeah, you're either watching golf because you just love golf. You're a diehard golf fan like me, or you're watching because it's a big event. That's why you watch. I don't think you're watching because, you know, oh, this is going to be so much better because they're playing alternate shot and there's more pressure and it's. I don't see how that does anything. Like, people have had this idea, but I just don't see how it does anything at all. I mean, I think the you know, and I've talked about this, the, you know, the format of Zurich Classic, you know, the two-man partners. I mean, you know, that kind of adds a little something. And, you know, their field was, you know, not bad, actually. I mean, they got some top players. Five of the top 10 is pretty good. And, you know, there's a lot of tournaments would love to have had that. So that's not bad. Yeah, it, by any stretch, it's not bad. But I don't see how you're gonna, you know, do better by having alternate shot all the time. Yeah, it'll play faster, but it'll be more pressure. But that you know, first off, if you had that event and you had that format, the whole whoever would win would be whoever didn't hit it in the water. I mean, that's it. I mean, look what happened in the playoff when Oosthuizen and hits it in the water. I mean, that's it, done, finished, over. You know, one shot in the water, and then people say, well, you know, maybe they should. You know, maybe they should let both guys tee off, you know, kind of a modified alternate shot. Both guys tee off, and then you pick the best drive, and then you alternate from there. Okay, well, that just keeps guys from hitting their tee shot out of bounds or in the water and, you know, being, you know, good night. You know, it's over, finished. Well, I mean, you know, then it's kind of a, I mean, it's almost like scramble off the tee, and then, I mean, I don't know if that's good. And so I don't see it. I mean, you know, if you're picking a partner for, you know, an alternate shot deal, I mean, you just got to pick somebody that's steady Eddie. And I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Just pick a steady Eddie, somebody that's going to find their ball all the time, keep the ball in play. You know, they don't hit it long necessarily. They don't hit it wild for sure. They just keep the ball in play. And you just hope the other guys mess up. And if you don't mess up and they mess up, then the guys who didn't mess up win. And that's not what excites people on the PGA Tour. What excites people is a little firepower, you know, distance, you know, I mean, long ball. That's what they want to see that more than, you know, hey, we won because we found our ball every time. I just don't see it. I don't see how that's going to be, and I don't, that would not affect the ratings. Let's not kid ourselves. Come on. That's not going to change one thing. I mean, you know, whatever your ratings were for the Zurich Classic on TV, and you know, and they weren't much, I'm sure, but whatever they were, and that's just what it's going to be. And you know what? The networks are fine with that because they're getting just the right audience. They're getting the people that they want. They're getting the demographics they want. Those are the people that buy things. And that's the way golf's always been, and I don't think it's going to change. I don't think these crazy formats. You know, hey, remember they used to have that Stableford thing? You got a certain amount of points for a birdie and an eagle and a, you know, whatever, And minus points if you made a bogey, or a lot of minus points if you made a double bogey, and they had that whole thing. I mean, nobody cared about that. Nobody, you know, that didn't, you know, it's funny. You couldn't figure out what was going on, first off. And then even when you did figure out what was going on, it didn't change anything. Nobody watched that. Nobody cared. It's just another PGA Tour event. But it's, you know, something to distinguish a little bit. I don't mind the team event, but I think that probably it just, it stays, you know, right where it is. I don't think that changes much. I don't really think. But you know, the one thing is, in these team events, you got to be able to pick a partner. I mean, and the same thing when you're playing at the club, or, you know, or your golf course, wherever you play, and you got a two-man team event, you got to be able to pick a partner. So I'm going to talk about picking a partner when we come back. If you want to pick something that's going to help you with your any minor aches and pains you have, pick my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. And you can get it for free, voodoopainrelief.com, free 2-week supply, right on the front page of the website. All you got to do is go there, click on it, and it'll walk you right through it. And then you get a free 2-week supply, and I'll tell you what, you'll be reordering because it'll work for you, just like it has for literally hundreds of thousands of people. It's a phenomenal product for arthritis, back pain, shoulder pain, hip, knee, wrists, fingers, I don't care. Tension headaches, rub some on your forehead, your jaw, your chin, your neck. You'll be good to go. Your headache will be gone. That's what people say. And they say it on the website. All you got to do is go check it out. Check the testimonials out and get your free 2-week supply at voodoopainrelief.com. So how do you pick a partner for a team event? Well, it depends on the format. If it's a four ball, best score on a hole, two guys, you pick somebody who makes a lot of birdies. You know, maybe that person's, you know, a little wild. Maybe they make some big numbers, but you don't care. They make a lot of birdies. They hit a lot of good iron shots close. They make a lot of putts, and that's a good person to have. No doubt about it. You pick that the birdie maker for that kind of format. If they're playing in foursomes, the alternate shot, okay, you got to pick somebody that's steady Eddie. I mean, you got to have somebody that can find their ball every time, because you cannot afford, in a stroke play format, you can't afford to have, you know, somebody just hitting it like off the map. You know, and this Zurich Classic was an example I talked about the other day. Matthew Wolf, I mean, he had no chance playing in that event. Colin Morikawa, one of the best ball strikers on tour, paired up with Matthew Wolf. Matthew Wolf, statistically, one of the worst ball strikers on tour. They shoot 77 alternate shot the second day. I mean, that's just, that was coming a mile away. That was coming 10 miles away. That was so easy to predict. It was a joke, because you just look at the statistics. Unless Matthew Wolf all of a sudden figured it out, it wasn't going to happen. You know, and he seems like he's got a lot of potential, but whatever. That's not what he's doing today. We're not going off potential. We're going off of, you know, hitting shots, and he has not been hitting them. So that's a tough, you know, Cameron Champ, kind of the same thing. Cameron Champ's one of the worst putters on the PGA Tour, maybe the worst putter on the PGA Tour statistically. And when you play alternate shot, you need somebody that can stand over a putt and know that, okay, there's no partner. If I miss this, it hurts our team, and somehow you gotta get that putt in. And I always used to think, like when Tiger was putting him, I think, man, there's some level of just willing it in the hole that he was able to do. I always thought that was just an amazing deal. But anyway, some people play better with partners, some people don't. The added pressure of having a partner that's relying on you is maybe too much for some people to handle. Other people, they thrive on it. So that's a big thing. You got to pick your partner based on the format, and also you got to pick your partner based on the golf course too. And you know, where are they playing? I mean, are they playing like this New Orleans course? I mean, you know, there's trouble out there. There's water out there. You got to pick somebody that, you know, when they're going to tee off on half the holes, they're going lone wolf on half the holes. You got to get that tee shot in play. You got to find it. You know, it's not like how far can you hit it. It's just like, can you drive it on those nine holes where you can find it? Okay, of the nine holes, let's figure, you know, most likely two of them are going to be par threes. Okay, so you got seven tee shots that you got to somehow put those seven tee shots in play, and the two on the par threes, you got to get it in play. And that's just, that's a tough deal for, certain people just have trouble doing that. You know, I mean, that's it. So when they pick a partner, you gotta know it's now. Maybe just picking a guy you like to hang out with. I don't know. I just like playing with Bill, or I like playing with Joe, or whatever. And he's my buddy, and we just like to play together. And boy, wouldn't it be something if we could win together? Maybe we're not the best team, but maybe that's good, because now your expectations are lower. But hey, we just like to play together, and we're good friends, and we're not taking it super serious. But if we win, that would be great. If we don't, we're still gonna have a good time because we're buddies. So maybe that's how some guys pick to play in the Zurich Classic. Who knows? I'm sure it is. It is that way for some players. But anyway, that's a big thing. The partner, and what are you looking for? Somebody that can keep it in play, that can keep in the game, somebody that can make the clutch putt, somebody that you want to hang around with, and isn't going to drag you down with their attitude, or they start hitting it bad. Is this guy going to do the mope-a-dope, or is he going to keep his chin up and keep trying? I mean, that's all you want out of a partner. A lot of people, I mean, that's all I want. Just give me your best. That's all. I mean, whatever. If it doesn't work out, we don't win. But just give me the best you got. One shot at a time, best you got, and we'll just add it up from there. We'll have a good time doing it. That would be, my advice with how you find the right partner. But I don't think this format's going to change. I don't think it would make any difference. And I don't think you're going to see a lot more of these events. People think, let's have some more match play. No. One's enough. One match play, one, other team event format kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe you mix in the men and the women. Maybe you do that. I don't think that would be bad. Although I don't know what I think the PGA Tour looks at that and says, they always talk about how they're going to do everything. Why don't they do that? Why don't they mix the guy? Why do you think? Because it doesn't benefit them. They're going to do whatever benefits them. That's it. And I don't think they feel like that does anything for them. So that's probably why they don't do it. People say they ought to do that. Well, yeah, they should. But they won't. And they haven't. And why? Because they can't figure out how it's better for them. And that's all they care about, is what's better for them. Well, probably this event's just going to stay just like it is. And it's doing better than it was doing. And we got, a team event, and that's good. And we got a match play event, and that's good. And that's enough. Two of them. That's probably about all they need. All right. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Email your questions to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And we will be there every day with the Hank Haney podcast. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.